Hello, adventurer. Searching for your next epic journey? Perhaps in a far-off land made of paper? In Paper Mario, The Thousand-Year Door, join Mario on a quest to recover the Crystal Stars. Take on enemies in turn-based RPG battles. Get cursed with abilities that unleash your paper power. And you might meet some interesting folks. Paper Mario, The Thousand-Year Door, available May 23rd. Game rated E for everyone.
We say things that don't mean anything, but thanks for listening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Say Things, episode 112, Suns Fan, with the one and only Mr. Cinderman. Greetings, salutations.
Hello.
How's life?
Hello, everyone. It's me, Cinderman.
You didn't answer the question.
01001100101.
Is that you in binary? Is that what you're trying to do?
I don't know. It's something in binary.
You probably said something really racist in binary. Anyway, let's...
Hopefully not. That would be pretty incredible.
Let's thank our friends from the In Bruges tier of our Patreon. I will start with the first half. Thank you to Semper Pi, Hakuna Matata, The Guy in the Chair, Lucas Frankel, Commander Donut, I'm playing position 5 IRL. Are you there, Ice Frog? It's me, Gaben. I think my wife doesn't want me to cancel so she can continue to explore all the smut literotica until we are broke and she is it. And then it cuts off. Literotica. I actually have never heard that term.
Me neither.
That's cool if it's real.
Makes sense.
Chakar, playing against Wyvern on lane is so shitty his second spell should be called Sphincter Blast. The Mega Pope, don't be afraid to tell us what you want in life, TI New Zealand. Zan Xavier. Nate Thicko, 01 Hamscroat, supports the Suns and thinks all the Lakers fans should go suck it. Cough, cough, Pop-Tart. Bacon is rooting for the Suns. Eating so much fucking peanuts, I shit my pants as the whole population of Texas gangbangs me on the moon. Okay. Of all of the ones, that is the most random. Like, the other ones don't make sense, really. This one is on a whole new level of not making any sense. Also, thank you to Shark TM and Pro Counter-Strike 1.6 player.
Shout out to you. Pro Counter-Strike 1.6 player, Suns fan.
Thank you.
Pro Counter-Strike 1.5 player, Suns fan, actually.
Actually, Beta 4.
Beta Pro.
That's right.
Just like in Dota. Sin sells seashells by the seashore. Novi Panda. Dop. Eating Chosnick makes you happy and healthy. Sin's fan need to cast a TI-10. Go Suns. _. Guitar strings. Ben Broom had started following the NBA because a Suns fan but started going for the Lakers before finding out Suns fan hated them. Lol. Pitch black. Wooden aftertaste. Done talk. Anonymous. Suns fan and Sin need to cast the NBA finals. Peter, it takes about 50 licks to finish a single scoop ice cream cone. Niebling. Oh, he didn't make a new one this time. Perkadurk loves Suns fan, Sinner and Sagittine and Slacks. Any other S names I forgot, let me know. The Suns.
Yeah, shout out the Suns, for God's sake, Perk. Jesus.
We don't have enough people cheering on the Suns right now, Perk. We need you to do it as well.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we'll just get this NBA segment done as fast as possible. Last we talked, the Suns were... What were they? I think it was... Was it 2-1 or 2-0? Do you even remember?
2-0.
All right, well, we've lost the next two. So it's 2-2. It's now a best of three, essentially. I bought tickets for game 5, and I'm not going to lie, it hurt the wallet a lot. I have never spent so much money for 3 hours of my life. I hope to, enjoy myself. Game 4, I don't want to talk too much about this. The Suns... Game 3, we got destroyed. We played like absolute garbage. Also had the ref that's known for betting scandals and shit like that. But that wasn't really the reason we lost. We just sucked. And then game 4, which just happened, a lot, like, on top of our all. So you know when something gets upvoted heavily, it gets an our all.
Right.
And it's literally number one was Devin Booker had 5 fouls. You foul out when you get your 6th. And it's of him fouling somebody, but they didn't call it. Because he had 5 fouls. The refs didn't want him to foul out because he's a superstar, right? Okay. So there's a lot of hate on this one particular play. And all I'm going to say is, of course, like in, you know, when you look at it out of context, yeah, that's right. That was his sixth foul. It should have been. But if you look at the first three quarters, how it was officiated, the literal worst officiated game I have seen the entire playoffs. Anytime Giannis Antetokounmpo touches the ball, he gets a foul called on against him. I don't know how you're supposed to win against that shit. So I was extremely upset to the point where I was actually not going to stream, but then I did, and then I raged on stream, and then I felt better after raging on stream. So thank you to my chat for putting up with that shit. So yeah, it's 2-2.
That's what's great about Twitch, is that you can just yell at random online strangers, and they're like, kek W.
Yeah.
And then everybody feels better.
That's everybody, great. Absolutely. Yes. Couldn't agree more. Okay, so yeah, we'll be going to game 5 on Saturday. So by next week, we'll either know, actually, I don't know when game 6 or potentially 7 will be. So no idea what will happen by next episode. But let's get started with the, yes?
I was just going to ask, this is probably a really stupid question. There is no reasonable way for you to get tickets for the 6th game instead of the 5th with like minor losses if you resell or something?
Game 6 is in Milwaukee. So that didn't happen.
Okay. Right.
So it's either I remember
you talking
5,
about how you would love to be there for a game that could be the decider, and that can't, obviously. The
so the only way it could be a decider in Phoenix is if it goes to 7, which...
Oh, then you'd be back in Phoenix.
If we get to game 7, yes.
Damn. I'll be fucking hyped, though.
It would, but it's not happening. I mean, though, if that was... Game 5 was expensive enough, I can only imagine what a freaking game 7 is going to be like. Having said that, Suns did play like garbage this game as well. Other than Devin Booker.
Chris, so they're going to turn it around for the game 5. They're going to show you what they got.
I hope so, because they'll do it for you. God, they look like shit. They look terrible, but so did the refs. All right. So because we did an episode not too long ago, this is going to be a somewhat light episode overall. The first thing I want to talk about is this little ninja update that, I don't know if you've seen this, that came into the game 2 days ago, where it talked about fixing some things and adding lag compensation. So Jeff Hill, who's from Valve, actually posts in this Reddit thread. So I think what we're going to do is just literally read what he said and then discuss it, because it is interesting. So he says, the two new convars are for a lag compensation feature we're testing. Dota_lag_compensation_window is a convar on the server to allow for orders to be sent from the client in the past to be executed with some fast forwarding of the hero on the server to catch up. It's intended to make last hitting have a timing that's consistent regardless of your ping to the server, up to a limit. The thinking here is that right now, if you right-click as Drow on a creep, here's what happens with 100 milliseconds of latency. Right-click, then the client sends the order to the server with 100 millisecond pass. Server gets order, Drow begins to shoot, arrows appear around 400 milliseconds later. Total time click to arrow appearing ends up being 500 milliseconds. This feels a lot different than if you play in a hero demo mode locally with zero ping. If you right-click there, essentially it goes down to 400 milliseconds if you do that. So what the lag compensation amount does is you right-click and does all that stuff again, but the client sends its order to the server with 100 milliseconds. Server gets the order, Drow begins to shoot, and does up to 100 milliseconds of pre-shooting animation wind-up. And then the total time click to arrow appearing is 400 milliseconds, just like in local. So they've essentially artificially taken out 100 of those milliseconds via this feature, which...
Right.
Have you felt the difference? Because I know a lot of pros have complained. So you guys remember, you know this neutral item, what is it called? The tier 3...
What does it do?
The attack speed one, where if
Mindbreaker?
No, if you... What? Oh, no. It's the one... Shit. If something's on cooldown, you get double Quicksilver Amulet. Thank you.
Oh, that's tier 2.
Oh, sorry. So Quicksilver Amulet has the same kind of effect where on certain heroes, especially like Wraith King for me is the most noticeable, where you're right-clicking and you actually end up doing the damage before the animation finishes. So a lot of pros are complaining that it feels like every hero has Quicksilver Amulet. And also affects the turn rates, I think, right? Theoretically, it should affect everything by 100 milliseconds.
Yeah, literally everything could be affected.
So have you noticed it? Because I have not noticed the difference.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if... So the way you would primarily notice this, right, is if you were playing in service with people with high ping, right? If people have 50 milliseconds ping, you're less likely to notice it. And if they have 20, you just almost wouldn't, right? Now that I know, maybe I'll notice in my games, but I actually have not noticed this. What I have noticed is the random spikes that we've had since the patch came out that are infuriating.
Indeed.
I don't know if they're connected with this in any way or if this helps in any way. I mean, this post is 2 days old and the ping or the random lags have been there for 3 weeks. The only thing that solves it is restarting the game. So that's a bit annoying. That was a side note. It's not really related to this. That's just the thing that I have noticed people complaining about in the games. So not really this. But if we think about this thing, then I think it's really admirable to try to solve this because it means that cross-region play can actually become more fair. I don't know if the goal here is to try to have online tournaments where different countries can play against each other. And part of the problem becomes, he's using Drow as an example, right, who has a long windup, but what if the hero has a shitload of attack speed items? What happens then? If your attack animation is almost instant, then you can't really... If your attack animation takes 0.05 seconds and your delay to the server is 0.2, what then? Right? What happens then? So do you attack in the past? Yeah, there will always be that limitation, right? But yeah, Drow is a great example for him to use because Drow's attack animation is really slow. But there's plenty of heroes where this would be a problem, I think. So
I'm surprised.
It makes me wonder, like, it's, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'll try to pay attention to today when I play to see if I notice it. Maybe they've also only run it on certain games, or they've only run it at certain times, or... something like that. Because I remember when Valve tests stuff like this in the game, they don't necessarily put it into every server or every time slot of the day. There's been testing where they've been like, hey, tomorrow from 10 o'clock to 3 a.m., we're going to test this feature and it's going to affect your games or yada, yada, yada. So don't know.
What?
But it's a really interesting idea.
It is. What's your regular ping?
I think it's like 30.
Okay,
or something like that.
The player that was complaining to me and other players that I saw tweets from are all NA, and Brax specifically talked about it. I know that when you're West, which he is, you play on East. You don't play West pretty much ever. So West ping is like 80 ping. So that's probably why he's not, like, the higher your ping, I think you're right, the more you're going to notice it in all likelihood. Which I don't know if it's like one of those things where you want to get used to it, because it does feel like, I saw it on a stream, like I could tell just watching it, but I don't feel it myself. Actually, I thought I did, and then I realized I had a Quicksilver amulet in my inventory. So that was beside the point.
Right.
But yeah, I agree. It's a cool concept. And this is kind of like the artificial delay that they put in the game to begin with, which I famously made a video criticizing them about. This was in beta, like literal launch of Dota 2. And they got rid of most of it, but there's sounds like they're getting rid of even more now. So
the thing that's interesting here is, in theory, if Dota was designed this way, you could have an artificial delay on every action of 0.3 seconds. I'm not advocating for this, by the way. I'm just saying, in theory, you could have completely fair cross-region play pretty much if the input delay on every action was so high that you could combat the ping delay, right? What's the highest possible ping you have is probably from Australia to Central Europe. It's probably really bad. That's probably like 400 or something milliseconds. I don't know. I remember actually there was a tournament back then where an Australian team was playing against Europe, and we played on US West because that was the only way that both regions could have somewhat of a comparative delay. And I think everyone played on like 200 MS. But Australia to Europe would be terrible. So, like, technically you could design the game so that it was fair globally, but then everything would be delayed. That's kind of... I personally don't think they should ever do that. But if this function worked really well, you could actually have fair cross-region play, right?
I think... I'm trying to think back in the day for Counter-Strike, they had this command that added artificial delay. So that everybody would be the literal same ping and that it was fair.
Right.
And that's in an FPS game, so it's definitely possible. Was not well received, obviously, because it is an FPS game. But Dota, you could probably get away with something like that, I would assume, up to a certain point. Which, in theory, has been in the game, actually. We talked, again, artificial delay has been in the game the entire time anyway. So
The potential issue with this is he's using a pretty harmless example, right, with Drow's attack. But if you expand the problem to, you know, the thing is the animations get faster, right? That's how it compensates, is that, oh, shit, you need to do this, and we're behind on the animation, so we'll make it quicker, right? This is a Drow attack. What when it starts becoming really key spells that you can usually dodge, and then they're just appearing on you too fast, right? Or am I misunderstanding this?
I don't know if that's how it works. Again, I'm not going to pretend to know exactly what he's talking about, but it sounds like it's more client-side, and it wouldn't affect other people. You know what I mean? Like, it helps you compensate for any lag, but it doesn't directly affect other people. That's the way that I understand it. I could be horribly wrong. But that, like, when it comes to artificial delay, that's generally how it works.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, let's say in his example, right, 500 milliseconds total time to shoot the arrow with delay and 400 with zero delay. Those 100 milliseconds that are part of the animation have to come out of something, right? So they have to be taken out of the Drow's attack animation, or her attack animation needs to be sped up. Those are the only two options that you catch up to delay, is by limiting part of what Drow is supposed to do on client side, right? I don't understand how this even works, actually, if that's not the case.
We'll have to have a Valve employee as a guest sometime. I'm sure they'll be okay with that.
Because that would be my biggest concern with this. Like, if this could be implemented, it sounds really, really cool, but it's a problem if people start getting a competitive advantage from having delay, because their spells are animated a shorter time when they cast them, and that means the enemies can't dodge arrows, can't dodge light strike array as easily, all this stuff, where the animation windup is a really big part of the tell that the hero is doing something. And if that suddenly starts being faster, it's kind of like you have a pseudo arcane blink all game, you know? That would be pretty weird.
I think you said it was somebody saying in chat as well.
It won't
advance past the attack slash cast point. So I guess the thing I said about the turn rate is wrong. So it's literally just the attack animation, essentially. That's the only thing that's affected.
Okay, so then it's like a Band-Aid for one thing, but not for all things.
Right, okay.
So they trying to make sure it doesn't give a competitive advantage. Then that's good. Then it helps in some situations. I don't know if it's that good then for people, because then it's going to be like inconsistent in the game a bit, right? Anyway,
yeah,
it's a really nice idea, and I think it's cool if they make it work and it helps people. But don't know. I feel like I still don't maybe fully understand this, so maybe my take isn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just leave it at that. It's cool that they're trying to combat ping, though. I think that's really admirable. At least.
Yep, agreed. It's always good to see Valve employees post on Reddit, by the way. That's always a big bonus point there for me, at least.
Yep.
All right, next thing on the list, Undying. They've been put into the limelight a bit here because there's a tournament from TSM, who are now called TSM FTX, which I think we did talk about previously. They're putting on a Dota tournament for some reason. Says the FTX Foundation Dota Tournament is an invitational charity event where 8 teams will battle it out to see who gets to donate $100,000 to the charity of their choice. Teams are made up of FTX, TSM, and other cryptocurrency company employees vying to prove who is the best. So when it comes to like crypto stuff, I'm not going to lie, I'm not in the know. It's always a bit weird, I guess. But the fact that TSM is doing a Dota tournament, obviously people jump to conclusions. Only two, as far as I know, two unsponsored teams in the entire TI, one of which is Quincy Crew that already publicly stated they will not be going with a sponsor for TI, which leaves Undying. So speculation about Undying potentially getting picked up by TSM, and somebody tweeted about it and they responded with smiley face on the Undying Twitter account. So what are your thoughts on that potential pickup? and this tournament, I guess.
Yeah, so about the tournament first, it sounds like there's no pro players in it, right? This is literally just for fun with the... It says the teams are made up of FTX, TSM, and other company employees, not up of teams. So, yeah, it's just going to be some fun. It's kind of like Valve used to have this. I don't know if they have that anymore, like an internal tournament. And there was also some sort of a... We used to have this tournament where all of the, how to say, the content creating sites were fighting each other in a one-day tournament, like Join Dota versus Team Liquid versus...
Twitch thing, right? Wasn't it Twitch Rivals or...
I don't think it was Twitch Rivals. I just think there was some sort of... It was just like a community tournament, which is cool. Like, it's players you haven't seen before. They're playing for fun. This time they're playing for charity, right? Which is great. But with this wording, it could also mean that this is the first showcasing of the new Dota squad, if they have one. That would be in 2 days. Because then they would be FTX and TSM employees, right? And then they would probably be mixed into the teams or whatever. So that's exciting. That means there's a chance that there's an announcement coming in the 2 days if there is a team for them. As far as Undying, I think they're a good fit. I think TSM usually are NA-centric, not fully, but they like to get teams from NA. And they're a really good choice. So I think it would be excellent news for Undying, first of all, and finally for NA to get another team sponsored. It's been very dry in NA.
As long as it's past TI, not a mouse sports type situation. You know a lot about mouse sports. TSM, obviously one of the biggest orgs around. Have they ever had a Dota team? Ever?
No.
Weren't they not allowed because of League? Has something changed?
Oh, that could be.
Well,
there are other orgs that have a team in both League and Dota, right? There has been, at least. Evil Genius have had them side by side.
EG had a League team, really? That's okay.
Yeah, they did, right? Back in 2015, maybe?
I don't know what the rules are with League, but that was an issue back in the day. I don't know what's changed, but...
Oh, Liquid apparently have. T1, of course. T1 have a League team, right? They're one of the best, at least historically have been. They've won the championship once or twice, I think. The world championship. Anyway, yeah, like you said, if this is just for TI, it's a shame. But even if it is, then the potential of something building from that, even if it's not like... a high chance or whatever, and TSM just want to get in on TI, that is what it is, then hopefully the team got a really good deal because of the, you know, value of that tournament. But hopefully it's something longer, and all of this obviously speculation. Who knows? Maybe it's nothing to do with this, and their employees just want to play Dota. it's kind of weird. But, yeah.
So, yeah,
that's good.
I agree. It's
good either way.
Huge org. Always good to have new orgs like this. New. Whatever you want to call them. Get into Dota. So, can only be good. Okay. Again, very light episode, Sindarin. I have a surprise for you. Would you like to turn on the stream again?
I have it on.
We're going to...
Oh, no. From your laughing here, I am worried. I have an idea what's coming here.
We got a lot of good feedback, actually. People really liked the grumpy back and forth between you and I when it came to workshop stuff. So...
We'd
go through the rest that I was able to find.
Okay.
And do the same rating system, which wasn't really a real rating system at all, but 1 to 10.
Right.
Okay. So let's start at the top here.
I actually didn't check the comments. Did they say that I made a lot of sense and my reasoning was good?
A lot of people thought that I hated the Raven Grimstroke for some reason. I was just pointing out your hypocrisy in it all.
I was not hypocritical.
You were a hypocrite.
No.
So here we have Axe. What are your thoughts on this one?
Pretty cool. I don't know if I like that his... he has other sets where his face is covered, right?
Yeah, he sure does. Immortals.
We have a naked Axe and an Axe that's fully plated with nothing visible.
Right. Imagine this set with the bottom half having nothing on. That sounds great. It's just like a samurai warrior with no pants.
I actually do think this is really cool. Overall, though, I would say that this outfit would fit better on PL.
Phantom Lancer?
It would be a nice set for PL. Yeah, not with the axe. The axe would have to be a different weapon, but you see like the armor set, the style of that, I think could be a PL set. Maybe you would also have to take out the horns, though.
To me, this looks like a Juggernaut set, if any hero.
Yeah, Jugger, too. You're right. It could definitely be Jugger as well. I'll give this a cautious 6. It's good, but not amazing for me.
Yep, I was going to give it the same rating. 6, nothing special. It's okay. And the fact that, I mean, we can't really go through, I mean, it still has to be mentioned. The fact that he has so many immortals, you can't really equip any of these items anyway. So kind of, if you have them, then, you know, whatevs. Next, what do you think of this little guy? This is
what the fuck is that? This I'll is let a dragon you frog.
What do you think? What hero is this?
I mean, it's obviously Viper.
Okay, just making sure. Okay.
So we're good, right? We could immediately tell which hero it was, and therefore it's fine and should be in the game.
You could have said Wyvern or something. You never know.
Actually, yeah. It could have been. Dude.
So is this a chameleon? Is that what it is? It's like a dragon head almost. Chameleon dragonish head.
So apart from, I don't like the way the back legs aren't really like moving. This doesn't really make much sense to me, right? That's not how.
I'm sure you can't animate that if on there.
Right. Maybe you can't. But then don't make frog legs if you can't. Or in general, what? It's actually well made. But it's a 1 because I don't want this in the game.
God, I can't wait for this rating. Let's hear it.
It's a 1.
I give it an 8. It's amazing.
Of course you would love this shit.
What would you give the turtle Viper set that is ours that people hate so much? Do you dislike the
turtle?
Can you
show it quickly?
No, I can't. I haven't set that up. Just go look up the Viper set with the shell on its back.
Viper turtle set. I'm Googling it. Oh, I actually got it first hit. Okay.
Yes. Teenage Mutant Ninja Viper is what I like to call it.
That one looks way more like Viper, though.
Okay.
That's way better than this in terms of, like, yeah, it's a different take on it and a different style, but at least it looks like Viper to an extent compared to this one.
So here's the thing. I don't even blame you for the 1 out of 10. You're saying it's well made. You just don't want it because it's too different. I love too different, as you know. So I'm giving it an 8. Yeah. I think it's crazy. This is one of the craziest sets that's ever come out in the workshop. For sure.
I just looked at your turtle Viper, by the way, and I think if it was a bit less heavy on the back with the shell, it would honestly be fine as a Viper set.
Turtles have big shells, Sindarin.
It could have a smaller shell.
The lore that we created ourselves. Okay, so that's the Viper.
But yeah, all right.
That one's a very polarizing one for sure. This one, on the other hand, I'll go first. Sadly, he didn't really turn it around all the way, but this is easily the best face of any Earthshaker set ever, I think, like clearly. The rest is, like, if I had to rate the rest, the Triceratops thing totem is amazing as well. The whole thing I'd say is a 9.5. I fucking love this Earthshaker set. Really good.
Can you turn it around?
No, I told you. This is a GIF. I can't turn it around.
Can you play the GIF backwards so we can see the back?
Just give me the rating, for God's sake. Do you actually not like this? I would actually be surprised if you didn't like this one. This one's so good.
I like parts of it quite a lot. I don't like the monkey face. Like, why?
What? It's so good.
9.5. He doesn't even blink.
Who gives a shit? Jesus.
It looks like he has a mask on. That's what it looks like. It looks like that's not his face.
Okay.
Seriously.
Well, look at his arms.
Because nothing is animated in the face. Like, nothing ever moves.
I'm going to give this the Grimstroke treatment that you tried to pull yesterday. I'm going to be the hypocrite this time. Look at his arms. This is literally Earthshaker with a mask. He's not a freaking actual monkey.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay. But does it look like a mask?
It's a very well-made mask. Like, if you go to Halloween, that's a mask you'd want to wear because it looks very
good. It's weird because I just said it looks like a mask, and then I asked you, does it look like a mask? So what I was getting at was the piece in itself looks like it would be a mask, but the way it's put on doesn't look like he's wearing a mask. It looks like it's supposed to be his head.
Who cares? Why is that a problem?
I mean, apparently I do, because I
when
don't
you're
like
playing
it
Dota, are you going to be looking at the other heroes zoomed in and say, it looks like it's supposed to be a mask,
no,
but doesn't
but
really
Shaker
look
isn't
like a mask?
Shaker shouldn't have a monkey head.
Jesus Christ.
The end. He has no reason.
All right, give me a rating here. This one, I think... Go ahead. 1 to 10.
All right. So based on the fact that I gave the Viper a 1, this fits Shaker a lot more, except the head. So since it's just part of it that I don't like, I can give it a 3.
Jesus Christ. I think most... I can't say for sure what most people would say, but I the chameleon one I can get. This one, I do not get your rating. This is, for me, is a 9.5. This is incredible.
All right, fucking chat is polarized between 0 and 6 to 7 is the high score. All right, one person gave it an 8.
All right, so I'm just going to say this from experience.
One gave it a 9. One gave it a 10. Now they're just giving it a 10 because I said that.
All right, I know a lot of people disagree with my take. I'm going to say this right now. I know a lot of people have disagreed with my takes. I will tell you right now that the stuff that I've gotten into the workshop... What's the right way to say this? I know what people will buy, okay? I'm saying that right now from experience. People will buy this.
I could hire you.
People will buy this.
You could have told them they want a different
battle pass. It's very easy. Like, a lot of people disagree with my takes, and then it gets in, and it sells the fuck out, right? That didn't make any sense, but you know what I mean. Because you literally can't sell stuff out in the game. But, yeah. There's no such thing as a right or wrong opinion in this. It's subjective. What about this little guy? Another. See if you like monkeys this time, Cinderin.
Oh, so, right. So we could have been worried until recently that this just flat out wouldn't make it in because of the ass. But since we have a Dragon Knight emote that's literally winking and showing its butt, yeah. I think that that's not a problem here. I overall like this. I feel like the arm looks weird, though. The arm isn't detailed enough.
The arm, I actually think it's a cool look. I don't understand what it is, though, because it's obviously meant to be something different.
I just think so. Like, either way, if this is supposed to be, like, a sleeve or a different arm or, like, ghostly or whatever, it's just a little bit...
Yeah, it's like an
it's
ethereal...
It's lacking something, it feels like.
It's like
an ethereal
something,
arm or right?
something.
I don't know, I would have just liked something on it that doesn't make it seem so... Do you remember how I criticized the Puck set for being too cartoony? The one from the last Immortal Puck from like last year or something? Where it was the wings, I think, or whatever, that just looked like a little bit more like something out of League of Legends, like more cartoony in style.
Right, if it came out now, it would get in the game. Or
it
was
did
it
get
in
the
game.
It was an Immortal. Perfect. Right, it was one that got in the game, okay. But it looked a bit cartoony. I think this arm is kind of the same for me, where this fits very well into other video games, but it doesn't look Dota, but the rest of the set does. And the ward, I think, is fine and funny. I don't mind that the ward is like this. I think that's funny. And also fits Witch Doctor perfectly. He's goofy. So, yeah, I'll give this overall, I think I'll give it an 8. And if the arm was nicer, it could have been a 9.
Okay, I will give it an 8.5. The ward is amazing. The set itself, it would probably be a lower score. I'm basing it mostly off of the ward, but I really like the face a lot. The arm, I don't really have a negative opinion on it, but it is different. So I guess like the fact that it's different.
We also don't see it in game here. Like, maybe it looks better in game because of the perspective, but...
Yeah. All right. Next. So this one is 3 styles, okay? So I just wanted to show all 3 colors. Although, did I put the same one there twice? 2 of them look very
similar. There's one there twice.
I guess it just shows the back, whatever.
Okay,
what hero
so this
is again?
This is World of Warcraft, not the Frozen Throne, Wrath of the Lich King.
Okay. I legit don't remember what hero this is. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it's either Dragon Knight or Viper, right?
It's not Viper. I don't think it's Dragon Knight either. Actually,
is it Wyvern?
I think it's Wyvern. I'm pretty sure this is Wyvern.
I mean, it makes sense that it would be Wyvern, just that the colors for Wyvern are just really weird. Like, that's right. Why I didn't think about those. But I would have liked this more as the other two than as Wyvern.
People are saying it's Viper. I don't. All right, I'm actually. While you give this a rating, I'm going to look this up again. I was pretty sure this was not.
It's Phoenix.
that if it's Phoenix, then GG to us.
Go ahead, I do think it's Viper. I'm gonna rate it based on being Viper, okay?
the fact that we just can't tell is incredible.
Yeah, it might be obvious in the game again based on like movement and silhouette and everything, but I don't really like it very much. I think it's a 3.
Yeah, I don't care what hero it is. Not a huge fan either. I'm just not into the bones, just as a general theme. I don't know what it is. That's not the only reason I don't like it, but
some people are saying it's Visage.
Visage?
If it's Visage, I like the purple one clearly the most.
Okay.
But yeah, the way that we're talking about this clearly makes it...
Oh my god, I literally can't find it. All right, I'm going to sort a different way and see if we can find something while we go to the next one. Oh yeah, I'll give this... What did you give it, a 3? I'll give it a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan. All right, we got a Tinker set. Give me a rating while I look up the Viper, Visage, Phoenix, whatever the hell set that was.
So this is literally a Tinker that has been brain probed and is being controlled by an alien, right?
All right. Chat was right, by the way. The previous set was actually Viper. I am fucking Viper? Shocked, actually.
Okay, that's a 3.
Tinker Stinker.
The idea of this is growing a little bit on me, that because it looks like the tentacles are controlling the arms, which is nice. Like, it looks like he is actually just
everything is
just
so
right?
Technical for you. And for me, like, I could give two shits about that.
I feel like when you do something crazy like this, I kind of need a way to justify that Tinker has a fucking huge alien squid on top of him, okay?
That's not alien. That's just an octopus.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's clearly being mind controlled by it, right?
Yes, yes.
It's got like this alien look. It's got like this green glow in the, or a teal glow in the eyes, the whatever that is under its brain that's glowing. It's like its head, I guess. It's actually pretty cool, this one. I think it's a cool idea. And it's obviously Tinker. It's very easy to tell in the game that it's Tinker. A little bit worried about the color, but I think I'll surprise you. I like this one. I think it's a 9. Actually,
that really does surprise. I'm gonna give this a 9 as well. I like it a lot. I'm shocked that you like this. Very good set, though. Very crazy.
It's well made, I think.
I could see, like, I know they never do stuff like this, but because they don't change spells typically for sets that are made by people outside of Valve. But imagine the rockets become fish or something, Cinder. Would you be okay with that?
As long as you can tell it's home heat-seeking missile, it's fine.
Yeah, the rockets are...
I'm not against spells looking different, as long as it's clear what they are. There's plenty of spells that change looks based on sets, right? So
like
that's not new.
In the laser arm, that looks like a piranha-type creature.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of cool to have like these piranhas just fly out of his arm.
There's a lot of cool details in this, actually. It's really, really well made. Like, no matter what, it's well made. Then the question is just, does it look good in-game, and does it fit the character? And I think... You know what? If you get the set, it should come with custom voice for the hero, where it's not Tinker talking anymore when you play. It should be
something
just
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. They'll never do that.
That'll be sick. All right.
Next, we have a Luna fully armored set where the mount looks like a dead rat of some kind. I am not a huge fan of this one, personally.
Yeah.
I would give it a 4 out of 10, maybe even less. I'll go with 4 for now. I don't know.
This is a reference to Egyptian mythology, right?
I love Egyptian mythology.
With the gold and with the whatever the symbol is called. Is that the symbol of Ra or the symbol of... Who's that symbol?
I'm also not a huge fan of gold, generally, which is actually a shame.
Oh, it's an Ankh, right? Yes, it's an Ankh, which is a hieroglyphic symbol that was most commonly used to represent the word for life. So it's a symbol of life, but she's riding a dead rat. I like the contrast there. That's great irony.
She's alive.
I kind of have a feeling this won't look very good in the game. as well. And yeah, I'm with you. I'm not a fan of the design in general. I'm giving a lot of threes today, but it's a three.
I mean, I'll say it is well made. Like, none of these sets that I've chosen are like poorly made. I'll just say that now.
Right. It's well made, taste. But yeah, I don't like it, and I don't think it fits the hero very well. So
I'm not a huge fan. I could care less if it fits the hero, as I put on record many times, but don't like it anyway. All right, next we have is this Phantom Lancer, I believe?
Yes.
I believe that this is indeed Phantom Lancer. So you talked about having that Shogun set for Phantom Lancer, and it turns out there kind of is one. It's a terracotta. This one is fucking incredible. I would say 10 out of 10, actually. This is up there with the other, I think we gave 2 to 3 sets, 10s maybe last time. This is maybe the best Phantom Lancer set ever. The weapon is super cool with the face. The back piece with the spikes. The helm is by far my favorite, though. Absolutely love the helm.
Helm's cool. Is there a reference to something here that I don't know that makes him a lizard? Like, why does he have a tail and a
Who
spine
gives a
with
shit?
Spikes and claws?
Who gives a shit?
No, I'm asking. Does this refer to something?
His He's a lizard. Like a Just deal with it. On it. He's a fucking terracotta lizard, all right? Terracotta. You've heard about the terracotta army. I'm sure there's many lizards there. They've combined the idea into great lore. I'm sure there's actually...
Okay, let me try to ask you this. What if he was just a cat still, but had the terracotta armor? Would you like it less? Do you like it more because he's a lizard?
Well, okay, that depends. If it was a cat, I would like it more if it looked a lot different than current PL.
Okay, let's say it was just current PL and you gave him all of the armor and the weapon.
No,
and
I like
the
this
color
more.
Scheme.
I like this more, like because more because it changes the hero more. Yes. I think this is really cool.
I'm a bit on the fence about whether I like him being a lizard, but I really like the set.
Man, you get hung up on just small little details like species.
It's an eight. Next.
Okay. I give this one a 10. This one is god tier. Well done to whoever the hell did that. All right, next we have... Can you name this hero?
All right, let me just shout out Totori from your chat, okay? Totori says, Suns just wants everything to be weird.
This is That's true. Don't read chat for this, though. Can you name what hero this is?
You just gave away how you rate sets.
Another
in the
Shogun
last sentence
set.
On the previous one, you said, the more it changes the hero, the better.
Yes.
So I think your favorite set would be Pudge as a football coach. That would be a 10 out of 10, you know? Like,
football
okay.
coach, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
Or Io as a literal football.
Name this hero. Like,
holy shit, that's
Name
amazing.
The hero
that's
without
clockwork.
Looking at chat.
That's clockwork.
I actually couldn't. It looked like a little baby to me.
It's a baby Yoda clockwork.
Yeah. So another Shogun. I don't know if I'm even using the word Shogun correctly, but I'm going to say Shogun style set, which I'm not sure what the connection there is with all these sets having a similar-ish theme. But yeah, what are your thoughts? This is one of your favorites. Remember, we gave the last clockwork a 10. It was the Raptor clockwork.
That one was really good. I don't like the swords. Not because they're badly made. I just don't think they make very much sense on clockwork. The rest is fine. Six, and it would be 8 without the swords.
What the fuck? That's so weird. That is such a weird rating to take 2 points away because he has swords on his back. Really? Yeah, I didn't add the cogs in because I'll be honest, they weren't anything special and it would require extra.
Oh, there were custom cogs.
Part. Yes, there were custom cogs. They look similar-ish to his back. I actually really, the thing I like most about this set is actually the flags on his back.
They're
the way that
cool.
they are like, what are those things called? Hexagons?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I really like that part of the set. The rest is like, it's good. I'm not in love with it. I'll give it a 7. It's pretty decent. His face looks
but
a bit like a duck.
When you compare it to the dinosaur one or whatever you want to call it, that was
from Raptor to duck face. Yeah, there's a bit of a drop off. All right, next set. What do you think of this one, Sindarin?
I think that gets copyright infringement out of 10. It is literally fucking sand true. We can move on. That's fucking funny.
I just thought I'd put a little Easter egg in here.
It's a 10, but unfortunately it doesn't get in.
It's not actually a set. I'm just trolling you guys. But this was on top of Reddit today. And it's hilarious. It's so cuddly. I love it. I love it. Okay, next actual one. We have an Ursa. This one could not find any good GIFs of him turning around at all. So this is all we're going to get. It's like a Freddy Krueger Ursa set or a Edward Scissorhands set.
It's really well made. I'm just trying to think, what hero in Dota would this actually fit on, like this style at all?
Madman from Han.
Right. That's not in Dota. Like who would this fit on? Like Lycan Timbersaw? Like not obviously not this full outfit, right? But just that style with like these sharp metal blades, the dark colors, the gray and everything. I think like individual pieces would go on heroes, right? Like Lifestealer's Claws or Lycan with the claws or whatever, but the set in its entirety is just, I don't know. I don't know who I would put this on. It's a shame because it's really well made. I just don't think it fits any hero we currently have. So this is a, I'll give it a 4.
I'm going to give it a 2. Not a fan at all. Again, don't want to criticize because, yeah, everything's been well made that we've shown so far. But you woke up, like, I got to put knives on. Like, you had a dream about knives, Edward Scissorhands, something. And it's just that's all it is.
It's kind of funny how he has his, like, normal, when you look at the left claw, right? It's like these three huge blades, and there's also his own claws underneath that just feel useless. They're just in the way now, you know?
Yeah, this is the Wolverine set.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, not a fan. Okay, next. Spirit Breaker.
Oh, Johnny Bravo, a Spirit
different
Breaker.
Color scheme here.
Fuck yeah.
Hairdo. I would give this a 3 out of 10, not a fan. It's not different enough anymore. We've seen monkey faces, and we haven't seen horse faces yet, so I'd like to, although we have some. There's a Legion set that has like a horse shoulder. I would like to see a horse face one of these days, but this one, it's not different enough, personally.
I feel like it matters a lot how it looks in game. I have a hard time like telling if this yellow is going to look totally stupid or will look good. Like, I think it's either or. I don't think it will look okay. It will either be great or bad. So I just don't know. Based on it, I think the style itself and the stuff that they put on him looks nice. I actually like this, but the hair, do you know what I mean if I say the hair is just lacking a bit in detail? Like, it looks like chunks, not so much like actual hair.
That's true.
Which I think it is meant to be, based on the way it's moving, it is meant to be hair. But yeah, I guess I'll give it a 6, and I might bump it up if it looks really nice in game with the yellow.
6. Wow. That's surprising. Okay. All right, next, we have Mr. Pudka. I had to increase the size of the picture, so it's actually more detailed than this. This is like a stretched version of reality. Okay.
So the weapon he's using is literally Deep Thunder from World of Warcraft, The Burning Crusade.
Okay, I wouldn't know, but go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't fit at all. Okay, it's not.
Typical. It's got like a pig face.
It's cool detail with the rat on the shoulder, but it's not moving at all, right? Because you can't make it do that. When you make the set, it just has to be a static.
Yep, it's just a dead rat.
Yeah, eating a dead cheese, just glued to it.
Yeah.
This kind of has the same feel of me as the Ursa one did, where it's just, I don't really think this fits. This is the hero that it fits the best, probably, if you want to go for this, like, rat and poison or whatever. Necrophos does have a set as well with Plague, but I think on him it looks a lot nicer. It covers up less. Isn't it also just a shame with these Pudge sets when literally basically everything is covered? Like, isn't Pudge supposed to be disgusting and not armored up as well?
Supposed to is a strong word, Cinder.
Yeah,
okay?
I know. I'm wrong word to use.
You're a boomer.
It's another 3.
I'm going to give it a 5. I don't love it. Parts of it I don't like for sure. The thing I do think is cool is that you can see, like we've been discussing, like a lot of these heroes that look like they have a mask. We can't tell if they have a mask, which I don't personally care about, but you do. This one, clearly, Pudge's face is inside of this costume, mm-hmm. which we haven't seen him with something like this, I feel like. So the way that it comes off, like from that aspect, is cool. But again, like when you're playing the game, you're never going to see that. So it doesn't really matter.
I think the one thing that's fair about the set that I think is really nice is when you look at his face through the mouth, the way that Crystal is placed in the middle, if someone is in melee range with you, you can't see them because all you see is the crystal. So it makes a lot of sense lore-wise why everyone misses the hooks in melee range, right? So I like that detail, but that's the only one.
Perfect, perfect.
That's a redeeming quality here that he literally can't see in front of himself.
Okay, and then the final set that will taunt all of our listeners that do not watch because these segments do absolutely nothing for you because we're just describing things that you can't see. We have a Sand King Protoss set. This is a Protoss unit, if I have ever seen one. Has a bit of Egyptian theme, it looks like, I want to say. Very heavily armored Sand King.
Right. It makes a lot of... We have other Sand King sets that are armored, and I think armor looks good on this hero. And he is, you know, he's a scarab kind of
thingy. I actually
disagree.
A lot of the armored set on Sand King currently, I think, look like trash.
I'm just saying we have them. I didn't say they look good, but I say this is not... It's not new that Sand King is heavily armored.
Right. Okay, sure.
Like the color scheme, I think the blue and gold look cool together on this hero, actually. Don't like the face, though. That's probably your favorite part, I bet.
It might be my favorite.
Yeah, of course. And I don't like the claw so much either, because it looks like a glaive rather than a claw. It looks like, I mean, it is a glaive, actually. It's a weapon on top of his claw.
It does look a bit like Nyx. I'll agree with Chad on this one. There's a Nyx aspect to this set.
In a way, it feels like there's a little bit too much going on, where if you toned it down a little bit and made some things a little simpler, it might be too much of the same thing here. So, I don't know. I still like, overall, the way this, like the direction. So, say 6.5, I think.
I'm going to say 8, and this is with a heavy heart.
Oh, you gave it higher than I thought.
I think this is... I'm not an expert at by any means. I think this is a very well-detailed set, like to a higher degree than
well
a lot
done.
Of the other sets.
It's very
I
well
do
done.
Agree it's a little busy, but at the same time, I can appreciate how badass it looks. I have a hard time getting it lower than 8 because it's so freaking well done.
I think I'll raise my score to 7.5, actually. I think 6.5 is too harsh, but it's still...
I'm not in love with it. Because there's certain things I don't like. Like the first thing I thought of was Protoss, which I guess it doesn't really matter, but that's just my thought process at least. It does look a lot like Nyx just at the first glance, I'm sure. And it's a little bit too busy. But overall, I think it's still really fucking well made. And generally, I like it. So I'll give it an 8.
Fair.
All right. So that is probably the last time we'll do that in quite a while until the next... Actually, let us know in the comments if you guys do like this topic. I know that a lot of the listeners will not, which is understandable, but especially on these weeks that we have nothing to talk about, I think it's fun, at the very least. So
yeah. I like rating sets because it's always nice to talk to someone and feel like you're really on the same wavelength, you know, and just you agree on stuff.
Yeah, fuck it's you good. Too. Good.
Nice to have like an echo chamber here.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of it.
I wonder if there's anything in life we disagree on more than Dota sets. I think it might be the number one thing is cosmetics.
Well, it's not just sets, but like I wish the turn rates were faster and stuff like that.
Yeah. We probably disagree the most on Dota out of anything in the world.
And all we talk about
is Dota. That's why we have this podcast.
But it is cool to see like so many differing opinions. I think the people that, you know, it's good to be passionate, but to say that somebody is right or wrong is just a stupid fucking thing to say. Obviously, we can say it to each other because it's funny, but we don't actually mean it. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Overall, every set that we went over was very well made. We talked about it before, but the polygons were upped quite a bit. So that's why sets are starting to look more crazy. This is not by accident. It's been a ramp up process over the course of 10 freaking years. So sets will be getting crazier. That's just the way it's going to be. Okay, next topic, Cinderman. not Dota related, but Twitter is shutting down Fleets. What are your, so Fleets, for those that don't know, were temporary tweets that expired over the course of how I don't even know how long. They were the equivalent of Instagram's stories, I believe they're called. After 9 months, they're killing it. Did you use this once?
No, and I never read one either.
I did read a couple because I thought
maybe
it was
I did
funny.
By misclicking, or I was like, "Wait, what is this?" And then I clicked, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah."
Let me just see. How do I find a fleet right now?
Yeah, I think it's only on mobile, isn't it? I could be wrong.
That
I don't really
explains it a lot more. So you have a feature. There's no way, right? Would they actually implement a feature and then not put it in the browser version?
I don't freaking
mobile
know.
Only. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, why?
Most people use Twitter on their phone. Like. 90+ percent. 90+.
Not the point. The point is, if you're making that functionality on mobile, why are you not also making it on desktop version?
All right, so talk to me about
Usually when you make functionality on desktop, maybe you don't port it to mobile because it's hard to port or can't be implemented because of whatever reasons. But if you're trying to push a functionality in the tool, then why would it not also go on desktop?
This is how much of a boomer you are. Did you know that aside from using some other program... You cannot use Instagram on your computer. Did you know that? Like, you can't.
No,
like, log
I barely
in and
ever
post
use
stuff.
Instagram.
Exactly. I'm telling you, like, you literally, like, there's so much functionality you cannot use on a PC. You have to use mobile.
Okay. So we're literally just at a point. It's just me being naive and thinking people use PC more for this stuff, and it's just not worth the development hours to put it in.
Again,
it just doesn't pay off.
I guarantee you, 90% at least percent of people. Use mobile for this kind of stuff. That's right. Just the way it is. You are in the the severe
I'm
minority.
In the 10%.
So apparently they will be removing Fleets. I made that number up, but I would not be surprised if it's even higher.
You might be right.
Removing Fleets on August 3rd, working on some new stuff. We're sorry or you're welcome. Yeah, I'm pretty much at a... It's not a loss for words. I just don't give a shit. So that's...
Yeah,
that's
I'm
sort of
in
segment.
The same boat. I'm like, we're sorry or you're welcome. I'm just like... Could you just not have mentioned it at all and just removed it? I wouldn't even have noticed. Then we wouldn't have had to read this tweet.
And we wouldn't have had to put this on our podcast.
Right.
Apparently it was a waste of time.
We spent a minute of really precious, important podcast time on literally nothing, which we hate to do. We talk about a lot of important stuff.
Yes.
And we don't go into too much detail or waste time.
You know,
so
it was at
thanks,
a point
Twitter.
Where we were naming our podcast. We were like, we should call it We Say Important Things. But then we're like, you know what? What if we get rid of the important part? It might sound better. And that's where we ended up, for those that don't know.
Well, one of the names we did consider was We Are Very Smart. And to this day, I still regret that we didn't go with that one. That was really good.
That was one of your terrible suggestions, yes. Beating a dead horse, though, was great. Anyway, last topic before we get to some Patreon mailbag questions that we've been kind of ignoring for a while or neglecting.
Saving up.
Richard Branson. Okay, first of all, let me ask you this. Do you know who Richard Branson is?
No.
Okay, because I had never, I'm not going to lie, I'd never heard of him before.
Virgin
this.
Galactic founder.
So, he's such some rich guy, some English rich guy that created, what did you call it again? Virgin Galactic, which is like a space program. It's basically a rich guy that's been wanting to go to space for a while, okay?
Right.
Wait, is he Aussie? I don't fucking know. It says an English business magnate. So sounds like it's English to me. Anywho, he went to space, Sindarin. This is what all these rich people, Elon Musk again, just to say his name, and Jeff Bezos are wanting to do, obviously. I don't know if Elon Musk actually wants to go into space, but Jeff Bezos definitely does. And Richard Branson was the guy that was kind of competing with him for all these years. And he finally made it into space. Which is actually a pretty big deal because the idea is that in the future, this will be like space travel will be a thing that, what's the best way to put it? So far, all the space travel, like 95% plus, are astronauts or scientists or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But for the future, it's going to start skewing more heavily in the public favor, right? Which this is like the first step. Like some rich guy goes to space, then. Over time, you make it cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and then people can just buy tickets or do whatever the fuck they want. So it actually is a pretty big deal.
I mean, I'm assuming going to space will still require significant training, right? Like, maybe you don't need an astronaut education, but you can't just step on board a rocket and go.
Yeah, they have to ensure that you won't get a heart attack, probably.
You need to know how to handle things, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess somewhere down the line, this could be a really important moment, but we're so far away from people, first of all, being able to afford this and from it being, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for here? I was going to say meaningful, but obviously it's really meaningful to go to space, right? But the relative trade-off to how insanely expensive it is and how little good it does for the world, it's right. Probably like, it's a luxury that it's good that only a few people have access to. Because if it was really easy and cheap to go into space, it would be polluting like fucking hell to just fire off rockets to go into space for what, right?
Not only polluting, but just adds to the issue with all that shit that's orbiting Earth now.
Yeah.
Like all the random parts that over time.
And that's also pollution if you think about it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Apparently, according to chat, he's already sold out tickets for his commercial space travel. 250,000 of tickets in there. Now, there has been a little bit of... I saw somebody typing in chat this as well about Europe not recognizing a space travel because they just went really, really high. It's technically, I think, is space. But it's not like he got out and spacewalked or anything crazy like that. I'm not sure like what the discrepancies are between each respective country.
Isn't the definition of space that you're outside of the Earth's atmosphere? Isn't that when it's space?
Either way, regardless of how you interpret it, this is still really cool. And hopefully in our lifetime, people like us will be able to go to space. And would you even want to go to space? Forget
that's
about
a
money.
Very good question.
Forget about money. Yeah. Let's say it's
okay.
A free
so let's
trip.
Say I could just do it right now.
Yeah.
Would it be risk free?
Nothing's risk. Okay. Let's do both scenarios. Let's do realistic world, not risk free. Or, and then the secondary is of course risk-free. Right.
Under the current conditions, yeah. I would not. If we reached a point where it was as safe as driving a car, I think it would be a really cool experience. But again, it's also, yeah, like I said, I don't want it to become this like normalized thing that everyone could just do until it's makes sense from like a pollution kind of way, right? So
fair enough.
That was such a me answer. I know that was like so me.
Boomer. Actually, that's the anti-boomer.
But I wouldn't want to go now because of the risk connected with it, I think. Probably.
I agree. So if I'm talking about a risk-free proposition, I also don't think I would go. I would get physically ill. I get sick
on roller
coasters, so I'd be miserable, in all honesty.
Yeah, I get car sick if I use my phone while I'm driving, but not if I just look out the window. So I don't know how that would work with a space rocket. Maybe I would feel terribly sick the whole time and hate it until I get back down, or even faint. So there's a lot of like question marks where, you know, you would at least like to test it first before you do the real thing.
Right.
But yeah, it's not really something I yearn for. I'm not like, holy shit, I wish I could go to space. But maybe it's going to be cool someday and make sense. But
I mean,
now.
If they make Dota 3 exclusive on Mars, then maybe you'd be interested in taking that trip over. Only available on the Red Planet. So let's get a couple of our mailbag questions that have been sitting here for quite a while done, Sinner. We have the first one from Pitch Black. What was the most ridiculous thing that happened to you when going out? Can and will you elaborate? Do you have anything off the top of your head?
I do, but I don't think I want to share the story publicly, actually. But I could tell you. Maybe I have told you privately. So I won't elaborate on mine.
Great.
So
great
that's,
answer.
That's a cop-out answer, but yeah, I don't think I want this.
So that's your answer, is that you have something, but you don't want to talk about it.
Well, that's what he said. What was the most ridiculous thing that happened? And he says, can and will you elaborate? So the most ridiculous thing that happened to me, that's the only one that comes to mind. I don't want to share that.
All right. I have a few. I don't know what I've told, though. That's the problem. I don't know what I've said on the podcast. If I say it, will you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember if I broke a limb before?
Yes, you have told this. But you can tell it again.
Have I told you about the hamburger incident?
Yes, that one was fucking amazing. That was one of the best stories ever.
So I've told both of the stories on the podcast.
Just tell the hamburger one again. Not everyone has listened to every episode. That one's amazing.
Okay, I'll say both just because I know a lot of people don't remember the first one. Man, actually, really, that's really disappointing. that I've said this before.
Maybe. Okay. Okay. So the Hamburg one, 100% you've told on the podcast. The other one, I'm not fully sure if you've told on the podcast.
Okay. The
but
first,
maybe I've just heard.
The first one is where I broke a limb, let's call it. I, again, a person that never goes outside. I was in high school freshman year. I don't know how old that is, by the way. That's after eighth grade. That's ninth grade. And I was playing Counter-Strike at the time. And I was really fucking good, but I didn't really have many friends, except for my one friend that also played. But he was kind of in a different group, and he invited me to a LAN party where they were all going to play Counter-Strike. And of course, I didn't know anybody but him, but I said, okay, I'll come anyway. So back then, you'd take your big CRT monitor, your computer. Like, it was a pain in the ass to go to these freaking things, but it was a lot of fun. So we get there, we start playing. I'm owning everybody as usual, and one of the main guys of the group is like this big jock, and he says he wants to go prank somebody. And I'm like, eh? It's like, we want to go prank somebody. I want to go outside their door in a box. We're all in this huge box, and we just break out of it as they open the door. And I'm thinking to myself, I just want to play fucking Counter-Strike. I don't want to do anything social. This is awful. So I just go along with the group. We get in. Everybody's starting to get into his pickup truck. And they start getting into the bed of the pickup truck, and there's no room for anybody else. And then one guy starts hanging on the bumper, and apparently the last spot on the bumper is for me. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, this is not cool. So I get on the bumper, and he starts going really fucking fast. Like, I don't know what the actual kilometers per hour equivalent is, but he was in a residential. It's pretty fast. He's like going 40 miles per hour, let's say. And I got really scared, so I started to, there was a tiny bit of space into the bed. I can't actually remember why I didn't get into it originally, but I put one leg over while he was driving, and then he hit the brakes and then pushed the gas again. I just somersaulted off and hit my head. I got a concussion. I broke it was a hairline fracture apparently, but broke my ankle, my fibula, I believe it's called. And that is the only time I've ever broken a bone was at a LAN party. So this is why I don't leave the house in general. So that's
it is possible to leave the house without getting on the bumper of a pickup truck.
So I've heard.
You can do other things.
So I've heard. But I did learn about the power of peer pressure that day. I've always been a nonconformist. I don't really fall into peer pressure. You know, I don't drink or anything like that. You right. begged me to drink, and
even
I
succumbed. Though I really want to have a drink with you at events, you're like, no, I don't drink. And then I'm like, okay, I guess.
I did have a drink with you.
You did
I,
once.
I did it take a nice. Shot. So Sindarin did peer pressure me into having a drink once.
I'm a really bad person.
But I was fine after. I didn't break a leg, thankfully. Okay, so that's the first story. Second story, I'm sorry I'm rehashing these stories, but Sindarin, he asked me. Second story is the hamburger story. Holy fucking shit, this one's crazy. So I worked at a college where students will come in and they'd get their laptops fixed, okay? And I was working there. And it was awesome because at ASU, we're notorious for having a lot of slutty chicks. And again, I'm not a little kid. I'm a college student at this point, and I'm trying to have sex with women, okay? In an appropriate manner, and of course, failing miserably because I was terrible with women in general. But they would come to me. This is an opportunity for me to hit on them while fixing their computers. Problem, of course, is I didn't know anything about Apple computers, which most of them had. I didn't know anything about Apple. It was PC only or Windows only. So one day, of course, this is not actually about hot chicks, but I just had to throw it out there for tech support. If you're trying to pick up women, this is actually a really good spot to do it. But anyway, this old man came in, okay, a very ancient old man.
And then you picked him up.
And you've heard of this. He's a professor. He was a professor there. I don't even know if he's still alive. But he was very famous for discovering Lucy. Do you know what that is?
It's a movie?
Incorrect. So at the time...
No, that's
correct.
That is a movie.
Okay, he didn't discover a fucking movie, but he discovered a set of bones that were ancient civilization or like the... It was the earliest known bones for humans at the time, and he was known for discovering it. You could literally Google who it is. I don't remember his name anymore. And he was a professor at Arizona State University, very well renowned and whatnot. He came in with his Apple laptop and I had to help him, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. But we had this little station set up, right, where we would all stand up and help each other. And then we have this little pocket area with couches. And I had my lunch there. It was a Burger King, which at the time, Burger King was good because they had this Angus steak. It was really good. But then they deleted it from their menu. It was complete garbage afterwards, which that's beside the point. So I had my burger and fries in the bag. And as usual, when somebody comes up, I'm like, fuck, I have to help them, even though I want to eat. They were very lax with the rules from the employees. So this old guy comes in with his wife. The wife sits down on the couch, and I start helping him. And I look over a few minutes later as I'm Googling every every possible potential answer for a fucking Apple laptop that I know nothing about. I look over, and his wife, his ancient wife, is eating the French fries out of my bag. And I literally cannot believe it. I'm looking at every... like. Everybody's looking at each other, except for the old man who's oblivious to this. Everyone's looking at each other. Is this actually happening right now? That's unbelievable. Thankfully, the problem was quite easy, and he left along with his wife. And I'm like, I looked in my bag. I'm like, okay, most of the fries are still there. I guess it's cool. 2 weeks later, literally the exact same scenario, okay? He comes back with his fucking garbage Apple laptop. His wife sits on the couch. Again, I wasn't fat back then, but I had my Burger King again in a bag, helping him again. And this time I'm thinking to myself, there's no fucking way she's going to do it again, right? There's no way. And I look over, and she's fucking eating my hamburger, Sindarin. She's literally fucking devouring a hamburger. And again, everybody is just shocked. Nobody understands what's going on. The old man, completely oblivious. Maybe this is a scam that they come to tech support. They don't actually need it so that his wife can eat food. Maybe she's senile. Maybe she thinks that this is part of the service, that you get burgers that are in the corner. She's eating my fucking burger. And then they leave. And I don't know what to do, so I throw it away. That's unbelievable. That's literally unbelievable. I would think that you would be making up the story if you told me this one. What would you do? I think now that I'm saying this out loud, I think I remember asking you in episode like 3 or 4, what would you do if that happened to you, Sindarin?
Dude, I don't actually fuck. It's so weird. Like, I like that you mentioned the possibility, because I was thinking of that. I was like, does she actually think that that food is for people that are getting their PC fixed? Like, that they come in and you just sit down and there's Burger King while you wait. Like, that's what she thought. And that guy wasn't oblivious, and he was just like, yeah, that's probably true. That's probably just a service that they have. It's just so bizarre. Like, I think I said this the last time you told me that story as well. It sounds like a sketch from a comedy show. Like, literally. It sounds like something that happens in fucking Seinfeld, you know? That's a boomer reference. You just picture this in front of you playing out. It's so funny.
So here's the thing. I'm just going to end with this, because I know that a lot of people are going to have this comment, because they always do when I tell this story. Like, I would have confronted them. I would have. So when she took my fry, I was thinking about confronting. Obviously, I don't want to get fired. And this is a very well-respected. This is a literal famous professor. So I'm like, all right, it's just a fry, whatever. And I'm like, if that happens again, like, I'm thinking internally, there's no way it's going to happen again. But if it did, of course, I'm going to say something. It happens again. There's no fucking way I'm saying anything. There's no way. Like, dude, what's the best case scenario? You know?
Okay, what if this is a kink and they get off on seeing how far he can stretch his powers as a professor? Like, how far can it go? But just his reputation alone, what can they get away with? And the next time they show up, which they forgot, they would have eaten all of it and spat on you on the way out as well. And see if you said anything.
Why is she always
She could have
hungry?
Spat on you because you didn't fix the computer fast enough. And you would have taken it because it's the famous professor and his wife.
So,
and they get off on that. What do you think?
I like your theory. I think the actual, my theory, I guess you call it, but it's probably the truth, is that she was actually senile. So
that's possible.
Part of
and
it
then
is
it's
I,
just sad, you know.
I just didn't, just like, I was literally in shock, but I was also feeling a little sad because I know that she's probably sick. But it is a funny story to tell later, at the very least.
I would say if that's the case, I still feel like there's a bit of a burden on him to explain at least what is happening, right?
I mean, he...
And stop her. You told he clearly noticed...
No.
He didn't notice she was eating at all?
No.
At any point?
No.
Either. Okay.
Because I can't remember
the
details,
but... life, it's really sad. Like, it's one of the saddest things that can happen to a person, in my opinion, is losing your memory.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
But if that is the case, and he saw it and didn't say anything, I feel like that's on him. But if he didn't notice, and she just is oblivious to what's going on, that's just sad, you know? It makes for a funny story, but it's still sad. So hopefully that's what it was. Then she wasn't malicious. She was just oblivious then.
I mean, I wonder if they went to lunch after, and then he's wondering why she's not hungry anymore. You know, I think of this stuff every day, Sindarin, but alas, that is the end of the episode. So
I'm trying to think if I have a different story. What ridiculous things happen when I go out? You have these good stories, and so does Slacks. I feel like my life is just an event.
No, Slacks has a million stories like this one. I have like three or four. It's not even comparable. Yeah. And you apparently can't say anything. You're too embarrassed or whatever the hell. We'll just call it a day. I'm not expecting you to come up with anything.
Yeah. I think it's good. It's kind of on brand that I'm just a robot, so nothing happened.
Oh god. Yeah, perfect. Okay, cool. Well, anyway, thanks for watching again. This turned out to be an hour and 15 minutes somehow. We had like nothing to talk about. God, we're fucking good at whatever this is. We say important things all the time. Mm-hmm. So this is Suns fan and Sinan bidding everybody adieu. Hopefully a patch will be out by next week. Who knows when that will be
out? Fingers crossed.
But definitely hoping for it. So have a good week, everybody. Go Suns.
Subscribe.
We say things that don't mean anything, but thanks for listening.